Today, President Trump is announcing a plan to lower prescription drug prices and reduce out-of-pocket costs for patients. This is an issue Trump has been talking about since his campaign. And joining us now is Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So during his campaign for president, Trump called for the government to negotiate Medicare drug prices. Here he is speaking at a rally in New Hampshire in February 2016.
We're not allowed to negotiate drug prices. Can you believe it? So we buy drugs, biggest in the world, and we pay about $300 billion more than we're supposed to if we negotiated the price.
But today he's not calling for the government to negotiate prices now. Why not?
Well, you know, I haven't heard an explicit explanation for why not, but realistically, it may have been a very difficult thing to pull off politically because it's very much a Democratic type of idea rather than a Republican. And the way it works now is that prescription benefits under Medicare are actually handled by private companies that are under contract with the government. And it's these companies that do the negotiating of drug prices. There's actually a law in place that says the government can't get involved in these negotiations. But even though Trump had campaigned on the idea of having the government negotiate, it's again, something that would be very difficult to pull off politically with a Republican Congress. And the plan instead is going to try to make it easier for these middlemen companies to do better negotiating themselves.
Now, there's currently a system of rebates that insurers and pharmacy benefit managers negotiate with drug companies. Trump does want to change that system. How does he want to do that, and how will that make drugs cheaper?
Yeah, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has said he wants to reexamine the legal protections in place that allow for these rebates. And there is a lot of criticism of the system, mainly because some of the rebates are actually passed on to consumers. But in some cases, the insurers and the pharmacy benefit managers actually keep most of the rebates or redistribute them. The drug industry has actually put the blame on these middlemen for a big reason why prescription prices are so high, because of these pharmacy benefit managers are keeping the rebates. So there's a lot of finger pointing going on throughout the whole supply chain of the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, another part of this that Trump is expected to talk about today is generic drugs. The FDA approved a record number of generic drugs last year. Trump wants that approval process to be sped up even further.
Right. Part of his budget request, in fact, even before this to Congress, he proposed speeding up generic drug approvals. Currently, the way it works is the first company to try to bring a generic drug to market gets 6 months to sell the drug before other competitors can come in and drive down the price. Now, if that company has trouble making the generic or has trouble getting it approved, the whole process can drag out. And that makes consumers wait longer for the less expensive generic version. So the proposal would allow the FDA to leapfrog these troubled applications and move on to one that is closer and ready to gain approval.
Are consumers going to notice any changes from this just in the few seconds we have?
can you ask me that again in a year or so? There's so many moving parts, it's hard to say exactly.
That's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.